This is Unit 19 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. Listen to this Arabic conversation in which a tourist is asking for directions to the bus terminal and the man is giving her advice about the best means of transportation to another city.
مرحبا.
أهلين.
أنت بتشتغل هون؟
أيوة. بدك مساعدة؟
وين موقف باصات عمان من فضلك؟
بشارع الفارابي. أنت رايحة لعمان؟
نعم لعمان.
بس بظن بالسيارة أحسن.
طيب وين موقف السيارات؟
بالبرامكة.
شكرا.
عفوا.
Let's listen to the conversation once more.
مرحبا.
أهلين.
أنت بتشتغل هون؟
أيوة. بدك مساعدة؟
وين موقف باصات عمان من فضلك؟
بشارع الفارابي. أنت رايحة لعمان؟
نعم لعمان.
بس بظن بالسيارة أحسن.
طيب وين موقف السيارات؟
بالبرامكة.
شكرا.
عفوا.
Do you remember how to say hello?
مرحبا. مرحبا.
You may respond to this greeting by using the same word, but it is more appropriate to use the proper response. Do you remember it?
أهلين. أهلين.
As you know, many things are labeled by numbers, such as apartments, hotel rooms, buses, etc. Do you remember the word for the number one?
واحد. واحد.
Let's review the numbers. Once more, how do you say one?
واحد. واحد.
Say two.
اثنين. اثنين.
Say three.
ثلاثة. ثلاثة.
What's four?
أربعة. أربعة.
Say five.
خمسة. خمسة.
How do you say six?
ستة. ستة.
Say seven.
سبعة. سبعة.
Now say eight.
ثمانية. ثمانية.
What's nine?
تسعة. تسعة.
Say ten.
عشرة. عشرة.
Say 11.
إدعش. إدعش.
Now say 12.
اثناعش. اثناعش.
Here's the number 13.
ثلاثتعش. ثلاثتعش.
How do you say 13 again?
ثلاثتعش. ثلاثتعش.
Here's 14.
أربعتعش. أربعتعش.
Here's 15.
خمستعش. خمستعش.
You may have noticed that numbers 13 through 15 have a similar pattern. They end in a segment that sounds like tash. Also, numbers 16 through 19 have the same ending. Listen to and repeat the word for number 16.
ستعش. ستعش.
Here's 17.
سبعتعش. سبعتعش.
Here's the word for 18.
ثمانتعش. ثمانتعش.
Here's 19.
تسعتعش. تسعتعش.
And finally, here's the word for 20.
عشرين. عشرين.
From 20 onward, numbers become easier. They will be introduced in subsequent units. Do you remember how to say where?
وين. وين.
Here's the word for bus. It will sound familiar to you.
Bus. Bus.
Obviously, it is a borrowing, but with an elongated vowel. How do you say bus?
Bus. Bus.
Here's the word for stop, as in bus stop.
موقف. موقف.
Here's how you say bus stop. Note that the word for stop comes first.
موقف باص. موقف باص.
Say bus stop once more.
موقف باص. موقف باص.
Do you remember the word for five?
خمسة. خمسة.
Here's how to say bus number five. There is no need to use the word for number.
باص خمسة. باص خمسة.
Now ask, where's the stop for bus number five?
وين موقف باص خمسة؟ وين موقف باص خمسة؟
What's the word for 15?
15. 15.
Say bus 15.
Bus 15. Bus 15.
The word for terminal is the same as the one for stop, but with the plural of bus. Here's bus terminal.
موقف باصات. موقف باصات.
Note the ending at as in pat. This is the plural ending of some nouns. How do you say bus terminal?
موقف باصات. موقف باصات.
Ask, where's the bus terminal?
وين موقف الباصات؟ وين موقف الباصات؟
Have you noticed the L sound attached to the beginning of the word for buses? This is the article similar to the. Ask once more about the location of the bus terminal.
وين موقف الباصات؟ وين موقف الباصات؟
Here's the word for the verb to work.
اشتغل. اشتغل.
This form of the verb is not used by itself. It takes other parts on its beginning or end to refer to different persons. Here's I work.
بشتغل. بشتغل.
Note the initial B part. This verb form is said by both men and women. How do you say I work?
بشتغل. بشتغل.
If you recall, the prefix it stands for in is a B prefix attached to the beginning of a word. How do you say in America?
بأمريكا. بأمريكا.
Now say, I work in America.
بشتغل بأمريكا. بشتغل بأمريكا.
Here's how to say you work addressed to a man.
تشتغل. تشتغل.
This form of the verb has a combination of the B and T sounds on its beginning. What's the word for here?
هون. هون.
Ask a man, do you work here?
بتشتغل هون؟ بتشتغل هون؟
Here's the verb form, you work, addressed to a woman.
بتشتغلي. بتشتغلي.
Note the long E ending, in addition to the prefix made up of the B and T sounds. Ask a woman, do you work here?
بتشتغلي هون؟ بتشتغلي هون؟
Ask her, where do you work?
وين بتشتغلي؟ وين بتشتغلي؟
As you may recall, the form of the verb for she works is the same as the one for you work, addressed to a man. Say, she works here.
بتشتغل هون. بتشتغل هون.
What's the word for Damascus?
شام. شام.
Note the initial elongated sh sound. How do you say in Damascus?
بالشام. بالشام.
Ask a man, do you work in Damascus?
تشتغل بالشام؟ بتشتغل بالشام؟
Here's the word, he went.
راح راح
The final sound is the H-like sound that is produced with friction. How do you ask, where did he go?
وين راح؟ وين راح؟
Here's she went.
راحت راحت
Ask, where did she go?
وين راحت؟ وين راحت؟
Here's the word for going, which is more like an adjective than a verb. It has one form that refers to a man. You use it whether you are referring to another man or to yourself if you are a man. Listen.
رايح رايح
If you are a man, how do you say, I'm going?
رايح رايح
Here's the preposition for to, used to describe destination. It is made up of the sound L followed by a short vowel. Listen.
ل ل
How do you say, I'm going to Amman, if you are a man?
رايح لعمان رايح لعمان
If you are a man, how would a taxi cab driver ask you about your destination?
وين رايح؟ وين رايح؟
Tell the driver that you're going to the Sheraton Hotel.
رايح لأوتيل شيراتون. رايح لأوتيل شيراتون.
Tell the cab driver that you are going to the bus terminal.
رايح لموقف الباصات. رايح لموقف الباصات.
Another form of the word for going refers to a woman. It applies to the speaker, to the addressee, and to a third woman. Listen.
رايحة. رايحة.
It has the ending typical of feminine nouns. How would a taxi driver ask a woman, where are you going?
وين رايحة؟ وين رايحة؟
How do you say, I'm going to the museum, if you are a woman?
رايحة للمتحف. رايحة للمتحف.
How does a woman say, I'm going to the bus terminal?
رايحة لموقف الباصات. رايحة لموقف الباصات.
How does a woman say, I'm going to Amman?
رايحة لعمان. رايحة لعمان.
How do you say, she's going to Amman?
رايحة لعمان. رايحة لعمان.
Note that it is the same form. The third and last form of this word refers to two or more people of either gender, as in they're going, you're going, and we're going. Listen.
رايحين. رايحين.
Note the een ending. How do you ask a group of people, where are you going?
وين رايحين؟ وين رايحين؟
You can also use this form to say where going. How do you tell a cab driver that you're going to the Sheraton Hotel?
رايحين لأوتيل شيراتون. رايحين لأوتيل شيراتون.
How does a cab driver ask two or more people where they are going?
وين رايحين؟ وين رايحين؟
Here's how a man would say, I'm going by car.
رايح بالسيارة. رايح بالسيارة.
Here's the word for plane.
طيارة. طيارة.
How would a man say, I'm going by plane?
رايح بالطيارة. رايح بالطيارة.
If you are a man, how do you say, I'm going by bus?
رايح بالباص. رايح بالباص.
How would a woman say, I'm going by bus?
رايحة بالباص. رايحة بالباص.
Ask a woman, are you going by plane?
رايحة بالطيارة. رايحة بالطيارة.
How do you say yes?
أيوة. أيوة.
If you remember, there is another form of yes.
نعم. نعم.
Say yes again.
نعم. نعم.
Do you remember the word for I think?
بظن. بظن.
It is said by both men and women. How do you say I think?
بظن. بظن.
Here's the word for better.
أحسن. أحسن.
It has the H-like sound produced with friction. Say better again.
أحسن. أحسن.
How do you say, it's better to go by car?
بالسيارة أحسن. بالسيارة أحسن.
You're literally saying, by car better. Once more, say, it's better by car.
بالسيارة أحسن. بالسيارة أحسن.
Now say, I think it's better by car.
بظن بالسيارة أحسن. بظن بالسيارة أحسن.
How does a woman say, I think it's better by car?
بظن بالسيارة أحسن. بظن بالسيارة أحسن.
It's exactly the same sentence. Now say, I think it's better by plane.
بظن بالطيارة أحسن. بظن بالطيارة أحسن.
Do you remember the verb for you think addressed to a woman?
بتظني. بتظني.
Ask a woman, do you think it's better by car?
بتظني بالسيارة أحسن؟ بتظني بالسيارة أحسن؟
How do you say to a man, you think?
بتظن. بتظن.
Ask a man, do you think it's better by car?
بتظن بالسيارة أحسن؟ بتظن بالسيارة أحسن؟
Do you remember the word for or?
ولا. ولا.
Now ask a woman, is it better by car or by bus?
بالسيارة أحسن ولا بالباص؟ بالسيارة أحسن ولا بالباص؟
How do you ask a woman, do you think it is better by car or by bus?
بتظني بالسيارة أحسن ولا بالباص؟ بتظني بالسيارة أحسن ولا بالباص؟
Do you remember the verb for I stayed, as in I stayed in a hotel?
نزلت. نزلت.
How do you say, I stayed at the Sheraton Hotel?
نزلت بأوتيل شيراتون. نزلت بأوتيل شيراتون.
Here's how a man says, I'm staying at the Sheraton Hotel.
نازل بأوتيل شيراتون. نازل بأوتيل شيراتون.
Remember that this form is not a verb, although it translates into English like one. Like the word for going, it also has three forms, one referring to a male, one referring to a female, and one for two or more people of both sexes. Here's how a woman says, I'm staying.
Nazli. Nazli.
Ask a woman where she is staying.
Where Nazli? Where Nazli?
How does a woman say, I'm staying at the Sheraton Hotel?
Nazli b'otel Sheraton. Nazli b'otel Sheraton.
Here's the word for the form referring to two or more people. We're staying.
Nazlin. Nazlin.
Ask a group of people, where are you staying?
Wen Nazlin? Wen Nazlin?
How do you say, we're staying at the Sheraton Hotel?
Nazlin bi Hotel Sheraton. Nazlin bi Hotel Sheraton.
Now say, we are staying at the Sham Hotel.
Nazlin bi Hotel Sham. Nazlin bi Hotel Sham.
Here's a word that means okay or fine.
طيب. طيب.
How do you say okay?
طيب. طيب.
This word also means good or delicious if it is used with reference to food. Since Arabic nouns may be masculine or feminine, this word has two forms. Here's the one that goes with masculine nouns.
طيب. طيب.
Do you remember the word for tea?
شاي. شاي.
This word is masculine. How do you say the tea is good?
شاي طيب. شاي طيب.
But if you are referring to a food item that is feminine, like kibbe, here's the feminine form of delicious.
طيبة. طيبة.
Note the e ending, typical of feminine words. Now say, the kibbe is delicious.
الكبة طيبة. الكبة طيبة.
Note the L sound at the beginning of kibbe to make reference specific. Do you remember the word for coffee?
قهوة. قهوة.
How do you say the coffee is good?
القهوة طيبة. القهوة طيبة.
Do you remember how to say thank you?
شكرا. شكرا.
How do you say you're welcome?
عفوا. عفوا.
What's the word for goodbye?
مع السلامة. مع السلامة.
Goodbye. This is the end of Unit 19.